Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Whenever you hear that song, it means time to get smarter. Talk to Miss Nikki Jhabvala from The Washington Post. What up, Nick? How are
Who
you?
Am I?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. B and I had a pretty interesting conversation earlier. Where are you at concern level with the team? If you three game losing streak.
I wouldn't say concern. I'm more like curious what's really going on and are they going to be able to fix it this season? I mean, they were like one of the hottest teams in the league in week 3-4 and now they just seem flat. I think the last game I take as an outlier because I feel like everybody played like crap. They had some good moments, and they were squandered on offense. You think about the takeaways, which they've preached however many times, and they can never turn those into points. That's probably my biggest concern right now and just kind of getting the offense reset. But, I mean, I think there was also an expectation that there would be some bumps in the road. You know, he is still a rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and I thought he actually played pretty well in the last game, looked more like himself. And there's still a lot of holes on the roster, and there's going to be way more in the offseason, but that's a different story. I'm mostly just curious on, you know, how are they going to get it back on track, if they can get it back on track, and, you know, is the playoff still a realistic expectation at this point?
When you look at those questions, you said something very interesting in there that there are going to be even more holes this offseason. What are you alluding to? Just because it is a ton of guys on one-year deals. But
that's the biggest thing is, you know, they signed a lot of veterans who have turned into really good assets, but they're on shorter-term deals. So you're going to have a lot of free agents, a lot of starters that are going to be free agents.
Yep.
So and then there are some obvious positions that you would think they'd try to upgrade. So probably need at least one, maybe two tackles, you know.
Draft might also, yeah.
Definitely need tight ends. definitely need receivers.
Running
backs. Definitely need more backs.
Yeah.
The whole defensive line, corner, depending on what they do with Jeremy Chinn, probably safety. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to have a lot of holes to fill.
Yeah, I think we got – we knew it was a rebuild. Things started going good. We forgot about the rebuild. And now we're seeing this is a rebuild. You know what I mean? Because, like, when you build a team, I think the ultimate thing people forget, teams don't win by having 22 good starters. Well, let's say 25 with the kicker, the snapper, and the punter. You have 25 good starters. People think, oh, yeah, we're going to win. No, you got to have backups. And right now this team don't have enough legitimate backups to be competing at a level once they start getting injuries. And their injuries hurt more than any other team injuries hurt.
I agree. I thought there was a small margin for them, like a very small margin for them to have errors. And this is where the concern about the offensive line came in. And I thought they did really well in the early going. I thought the way Jaden played helped them a ton, too, because he can evade pressure, you know, extend plays with his feet. But they don't have any depth on the line. This is like that was the one benefit of Washington's line like 4 years ago was they could go down to their fifth center and still be okay. But the depth, it's not there on the line. So, you know, of course the offensive line is going to get banged up. That's an inevitable. At least one guy is going to be banged up. Usually way more. To have, you know, really three, maybe, you know, they're still playing, but you know they're not close to, you know, being right.
Yeah.
And they don't have, you know, the talent behind them to really make it a seamless transition if they need to step away.
Talking with our friend Nikki Jhabvala from the Washington Post, Commander's Insider. You can read her work at WashingtonPost.com. Or I use the app, the Washington Post app, and I have notifications for Nikki's work, which is actually pretty damn helpful. You can follow her on X at Nikki Jhabvala, NikiJhabvala. One of the hot topics, and B. Mitchell could definitely laugh at this, in the Skins media room of late is a lot of people want to leave Twitter and are going to the new app called Blue Sky. You are refusing, Nikki, is my understanding. Are you still holding strong?
Well, refuse is a strong word. I'm not refusing.
Oh, she's caving a little.
No, it's more like, it's just another, like, place that we gotta... I sound lazy, but that's not really it either.
It's just another thing we have to do.
It's just another thing. And then, like, you know, I thought, oh, remember when Threads was going to be the new thing,
yep,
and everybody moved there, and that, like, that died pretty quickly. So I want to see that Blue Sky is, like, legit first.
Yeah.
And then
I created
one. And then
I'll
go over.
I am JP Finley DC on Blue Sky. I just... To me, the
Did
whole
somebody
thing.
Somebody take J.P. Finley?
Yes, J.P. Finley was taken.
Oh, somebody took that. They're going to sell that to him.
I ain't
They're like,
it.
He making all that money. I'm getting some of that.
I ain't buying it. Actually, it's someone named Jonathan Finley. He's a Blue Sky adult volunteer in U.K. scouting. I guess he's a Boy Scout in England. Mm. So follow that dude, too, if you want. I think this will go by the way of Threads, frankly. I think this feels overtly political and in response to events over the last month.
I think it's going to be another one that's going to come out that's going to compete.
If there was, this would be it, because it looks the most similar. Just hard to get that migration.
I think it'll end up being toxic anyway. Like, if it gets enough people and it becomes a real competitor to Twitter, it'll just end up being toxic.
I think everybody have to really, really... do like a background and put your real stuff out there. That's where you get rid of the toxicity.
Yeah.
Because anybody that can hide behind an avatar and a fake ass name, they're going to always be toxic.
Correct. I totally agree with both of you. All right, back to football. I asked Brian a question a few minutes ago that I'm going to ask you now. Currently, the Commanders are 7-5. If the playoffs started today, they'd be the 7 seed. Unfortunately, we'd be heading to Philly in January. For the wild card game. But the season doesn't end today. They've got a game Sunday, then a bye week, then 4 more games. Nikki Jhabvala, the question is relatively simple. I fear the answer is not. Are the Commanders a playoff team?
Yes. I think they are, but by a hair, yes. I mean, the schedule is friendly.
Sure.
I think. Of course, now the Titans are starting to get decent, and they face them at, like, the wrong time. But, you know, and we also said there's, you know, they absolutely have to beat Dallas, and they did not.
Right.
So,
yep.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah.
But I still think they get there somehow, somehow.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the remainder, you get Tennessee, which... To Brian's earlier point, like, who knows? You never know week to week. Who the hell knows, right? But I do think when they finally get to this late bye, they're going to be the freshest team in the NFL down the stretch. They have three games in 30 days, including a full week off. I think that gives them a real chance. I don't think any of those late games will be easy. Who knows what Dallas will have left at that point, but Dallas just beat them. So it's not even...
Right.
Like, it's crazy to talk
about. And they'll be, you know, in Dallas and... at New Orleans, so you can't totally count them out either. Like, you can't count any of them out, but yeah. I mean, the late bye is just so brutal. Like, no team has had week 14 bye, which is the latest possible week for 3 straight seasons. Only Washington.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I do a bye week trip every year, and we have to go further and further and south to find some warmth.
to find some warmth.
How do they get... All right, so if we say they're a playoff team... Their last month, they're 1-3. That ain't playoff team. How do they turn this thing around?
Win.
Sure. How?
No, I mean, they got to get this offense together. This is where I agree with Quinn is, I think, well, I say agree to a point. I think you have to make some adjustments to the offense. You can't just keep all the same things when defenses are adjusting to you, which they do seem to be doing. But I think a lot of it is execution, and they got to figure out, you know, why it's not translating from the practice field to the game. I think it helps that Jaden Daniels did appear to be a bit healthier.
I thought Jaden looked pretty good.
That first run he had looked like him. Yeah, he looked explosive. He doesn't have that pinpoint accuracy, but, you know, maybe that those few games were the outliers. And, you know, just, you know, it's hard to throw that accurate all the time. I think on a lot of those incompletions, you know, I think it's knee-jerk to always blame the quarterback, and that's not – I mean, many times it's not the case. Like, I think the deep one to Zach Ertz, I think that was – I don't know this for sure. I'm not in the meeting rooms. I obviously can't hear the calls, but it looked like he was expecting Zach Ertz to go higher on his route and then kind of flatten off.
That's the same thing I was told by a couple of receivers I was sitting next to. They said the exact same thing, and a cornerback.
Yeah. I mean, there were some that were, you know, hit Noah Brown straight in the chest and dropped. So, yeah, I mean, it goes down to everybody. So they got to clean that up in all three phases. The one I'm really curious about, and I'd be surprised if we see him this week just because of the bye coming up, is Marshon Lattimore. I mean, like, you make that trade when you're winning, when you're doing well, when you feel like you're a contender. He's hurt, obviously, so he can't play, and now you've lost the last three games. You know, I hate even saying this before the guys gets on the field, but, like, is there any remorse about making a deal like that when, you know, clearly you're going to have some work to do in the offseason on the roster? It just looks like they're in a different state post-trade deadline than they were going into it. A drastically different one.
Agreed.
I thought he would have played by now. I hope he's playing this week.
Nick,
yeah.
And specific-
I'm at that point now where we got him. I was excited. I need to see him. I know what he's capable of, but I can't – listen, I'm one where I don't really go full bore until I see you play on this team in these colors. Don't care what you did in somebody else's colors.
Well, and let's I think this just came from Fowler, and if you need to check your phone, check your phone, that the Commanders are working out Jerry Jacobs, who's another corner. I don't know.
Yeah.
The fact that they're working out other veteran corners, to me, doesn't sound that great for Lattimore playing this week.
I would be surprised if we were close. It's like he could have another 2 weeks, or you push him out for this week.
I agree with you. What is the structure of that deal going forward? Because I know New Orleans ate a lot of it to make the trade happen. But, like, looking at two more years on the deal, yes, no remaining guaranteed money on that. Do you think they have to kind of rework that thing to make that a long-term investment?
Possibly. I mean, they have a good bit of cap space for next season. So I think the roster, honestly, and this is such a vague answer, but I think there are going to be a lot of new deals, whether it's extending – you know, some veterans that are on expiring ones or bringing in new talent, that it's kind of hard to say how they will want to structure that because it could depend on how the others are structured. But, I mean, I'm looking at it now. I mean, he's got a roster bonus due early next year in March, right? So maybe they look to restructure and kind of move some into –
could that be related to somebody else other than Lattimore? Could it be related to somebody else other than Lattimore? I mean, listen.
Yeah,
one thing we learned about these dudes, if you're not performing at the level that they want you to perform, they don't mind letting you go.
Or that somebody's hurt. Somebody from Sunday is just hurt that we will find out tomorrow when we're back out there.
What they've been doing, too, is they work out guys just for future reference.
Yeah,
they need
for 2 weeks from now, after the bye or whatever. One move I would be interested in, and I think, frankly, could come when the season ends. I don't think at this stage you would really address it, but I could see something between January and March. I think you try to get Chin back because you got Luvu back.
Yeah, I like him.
Like, Luvu's got more years on there. I would try to get Chin locked up before free agency opens. Do you agree with that?
I would say Chin definitely. I mean, he's been such a great assets to a secondary that's with a lot of young players too. He's been great for them. Wagner's the other one. I mean, it's kind of up to Wagner. I would think it's up to Wagner on what he wants to do, but I mean, Still he doesn't look like a dude that's got 13 years in his belt.
He's
still playing well, man.
Yeah, I agree. I think Wagner, Luvu, Chin have been probably the best players on that defense. Fowler has been quite good, too. Specific to the run game, talking with our friend Nikki Jabala, Washington Post. Give her a follow, at Nikki Jabala, NikiJabvala. Use your crystal ball and tell me who's the leading ball carrier this weekend.
Oof.
B-Mitch.
Yo, Nikki, will you tweet this out? Will you tweet this out? If you tweet it out, I'll put it on Blue Sky. per sources, Brian Mitchell considering a return. He understands Commanders need help at kick return and running back and thinks he's got something
left. Brian Mitchell files for reinstatement.
Did you ever formally turn in your retirement paper?
Yeah, I'm done, dog.
It's never too late. Shaq Barrett just filed his reinstatement paper.
Nikki. That mean I got to go work out real intently.
You worked out this morning.
Yeah, I was working out to walk to the sideline, not run up and down the field.
please tweet it out. Yo, per sources, Brian Mitchell contemplating reinstatement paperwork with the NFL. That's technically
I wonder
true.
How many phone calls I would get. Hey, man, you really? Nah, bro.
All right, now you can't say B, Mitch. Who's your leading ball carrier this weekend?
Oh, gosh. At this point, not seeing how Brian Robinson is after that game, Jeremy McNichols? I feel like they got to sign. I mean, they released Chris Rodriguez. They got to either sign him back to the practice squad or something, or sign him back. They got to have some depth there.
I think Brian's going to play.
On the field. What's that?
I think Brian plays.
You think so?
When the knee thing and the hamstring, I understood. This is an ankle.
Right.
You tape up an ankle or you go.
Well, they did that, and then he came out again for the ankle. Yeah.
He didn't have a carry in the second half of that game, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. I'll say
he just seemed to be a different level of cat than most of these guys.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. He's one of the toughest guys I've ever been around.
I'll say McNichols is my leading ball carrier this weekend. Who's yours, B?
Yeah, okay.
We'll learn a lot more tomorrow.
I'm going to still go with B.
You're going with Brian Robinson. Okay.
Brian is still my guy until they say he's not playing.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who it could be? Jaden.
That's possible, too.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
I just want him to do his thing.
I didn't know that was the option.
That's an option.
Well, okay. Yeah. Jaden.
It should be, honestly.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I wish they had ran him more against Dallas.
Hey, isn't it funny,
edges.
Nikki, where people didn't want – he can't run. Now everybody want him to run?
Oh, I know. I was just thinking that before you guys called. Like, remember when people are so concerned about the 16 carries?
And now they want him to run.
Can't. Yeah, I mean, I wish they would just let him loose more.
What? When does Terry McLaurin get his first catch?
Oh, my God. If it's not in the first quarter, sheesh. I can't. How is this possible? Every single year, no matter the quarterback, no matter the coordinator, no matter the head coach, they can't get carry the ball until the third quarter. What about this is so difficult?
Well, basically, what it shows me that they know when they need a play, they can go to him. And I think you should automatically assume that I'm going to need a play. I'm going to go to him early. That's what I think you should do.
But to me, that means like get some more playmakers around him so there's, he has a better chance to. Get open. Make it easier on him.
Nikki, before we let you go, we got breaking news on the fan. I'm just seeing this on Twitter. This is from the B. Mitch and Finley account. Per sources, Brian Mitchell considering filling paperwork to come out of retirement.
Let's go! Yes!
Oh, Lord. Liv, I didn't think you would do that to me, dog.
Nikki.
I'm retweeting that, definitely.
Oh, hell.
I was debating
retweeting, and I'm like, oh, man, if I do this, it's going to become a thing. But you should totally do it, Nikki.
Oh, Lord.
How about this?
I'm not answering my phone the rest of the day.
I'll probably see you tomorrow, but have a happy Thanksgiving in case we don't.
Thanks. You too, guys. See ya.
All right, Nikki. Take care.
The great Bye. Nikki Jabvala. Breaking news on the fan. B. Mitch considering filing paperwork to come back out of retirement.
Oh, I sure wish I had it, bro. I would.
We're going to do a little Thanksgiving bit.
I can't make less than $1 million? Oh, hell yeah.
Folks are... upset that the Commanders have lost three in a row? Should we take a quick pause and remind ourselves they're supposed to stink this year? They're already over the win total. What are you thankful for, Landfill?
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, we're serving up epic football moments with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel app serves up all the ingredients you need to place live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today and get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. Make this Thanksgiving extra special with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen, I'm not going to name names here. Jeff just told me something that I found profoundly disturbing. We're not going to name the course. Somebody taking Jeff out to play a very nice golf course? No.
I was invited to watch, however.
He is trying to. He was like.
I think I know who would be giving the invitation.
We were having a conversation, and he was like, who's going to be your fourth? And Jeff said, hey. Like, I turned my head, and Jeff walked from this side of me around to my left and got in my face. I can play. I say, not that good.
Not there. Jeff, I owe you a round over at Haynes. We need to get back to Haynes. Maybe there's a time in the future where you could play Needwood. Like, there are places we can go play.
That's a spot.
Yeah, Needwood.
I never heard of that.
It's a golf course. I thought he was playing.
Y'all two, right? Y'all are sickening. Both of you little bastards are sickening.
All right. What matters more? You guys ready for this?
Okay, let's go.
Jerry Jones, earlier this morning, speaking with our boys down in Dallas on 105.3, said Mike McCarthy's contract is set to expire this year. Everybody assumes McCarthy is gone.
So Jerry could say he didn't fire him.
Well, Jerry said this morning, it's not a given they don't bring McCarthy back.
Yeah, he always says stuff. You remember last time he told that guy, man, you're going to always be a Cowboy. He was fired like the next day. He told Jimmy Johnson a lot of stuff, fired him. Can't believe everything Jerry says.
Okay, so that's the game here. What matters more? Jerry's saying Mike McCarthy could be back. Here, Jeff, tell Jalen to come get these headphones so he can hear the show. Shout out to Jalen, PA over at NBC4, wanted to come in and see how the rest of us live, and he's now watching this radio show.
Hey, Jalen, you like saying, hell with radio, I'm not doing that. Yeah, dude. Y'all in a damn jail cell.
Prison cell. All right, so Jerry says McCarthy ain't coming back, or McCarthy might come back. I don't believe him, but he said it.
He lied.
Well, let's check in on your boy, A-Rod, B.
What'd he say?
Aaron Rodgers was just on McAfee, and he said he's not deciding on if he'll play in 2025. It depends how he feels physically and mentally, among other factors. But if he does, his first choice is to do it with the Jets.
Okay, if I'm the Jets, I'm gonna give him a date to sign by. If he don't sign by, I'm moving forward with somebody else to build my team. I'm not gonna wait on that fool anymore, because just like they did this year, right when everybody got ready to go to work, he had to go on a trip.
He went to Egypt.
Come on, man, please. Listen, Aaron Rodgers. Yes, people, he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play, but no quarterback is that good to put up with that BS all the damn time. But Pat Mahomes right now.
I don't even think. Bro, if I'm the Jets and you've now fired your coach, your GM, give me Tankathon. Where are the Jets drafting right now? It's got to be top five or something, right? I don't think I want Aaron back. If you're a new coach and you got to deal with that.
A new coach coming in does not want to deal with that.
Right now the Jets are the seventh pick in the draft. I don't think they want
a new coach is giving him my favorite, a one-finger salute, and tell him, get the hell out of here.
Dude, he turns 41 on Tuesday.
If he was 41 and still...
No, he turns 41 on Monday.
With the passing ability he has, he was 41, but he was sane and not so damn selfish and stuck on himself. Then I think at that point, I would probably want him back. But right now, he has shown you he is the most individual person in sports. I keep saying quarterbacks are the most dependent position in sport. If you are going to be that way, eventually guys will change on you. And say what you want, people. I've seen guys miss blocks on purpose. And I think he'll be getting some of those things like that.
Chance McCarthy's in Dallas next year or A-Rod's a Jet?
A-Rod's a Jet, better chance.
But it's 0% and 2% to me. I think you're right. There's a better chance it's A-Rod, but I don't think it's happening. Do you think A-Rod's in the NFL next year?
What he is doing is slowly wearing out his welcome. You're getting older now, dude, and people are not going to put up with the BS too much longer. So yeah, he has to understand that. Now, there are some dumb owners in the league. They might put up with him longer. I don't know.
I mean, if you look at the bad teams in the NFL, who would bring... Yo, I got you one. Although, they might legitimately need a bridge quarterback.
He can go to Vegas. That owner is weird as hell. It's L.A. I mean, it's Vegas. So, you know, that'll work for Aaron.
Now, I think Vegas... So, I'm just on Tankathon looking at their mock draft, right?
I think AP might fight him, though, if he come on that team with all that craziness.
The draft right now would be Jacksonville, Giants, Raiders, Pats, Panthers, Titans, Jets, Browns, Saints, Bengals. Okay? That's your top 10.
But Aaron goes back to the Raiders and say, hey, I need Devontae to come back with me.
That'd be amazing.
And Devontae say, yeah, my hamstring's good now.
All right. The Jags aren't drafting a quarterback. They just paid $1 billion.
Yeah.
In Tankathon right now.
I know
now,
they wish they could.
The mock draft, listen to this. Number one overall, Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. Hunter's a star. I get it. Take him. Number two, Big Blue, New York Football Giants, Shedeur Sanders.
I saw some point towards
who
that.
Who would
this
you
morning.
Take? So they got Shedeur going two to the Giants, Cam Ward going three to the Raiders.
I think Cam Ward is the better quarterback.
I do too. Okay, I feel better.
And I like together on Shedeur. That. I like what he's done, how he's come around now. But I think Cam Ward is the better quarterback. Now, I think people are kind of starting to shy and say stuff about Cam right now because Cam is very much like Caleb. Don't like to do stuff on schedule.
Yeah.
But he can do he has everything, dog.
I think I would lean Ward. It's funny, they're listed. They're both listed. So Cam Ward, 6'2", 223. Shedeur, 6'2", 215. When I watch Shedeur play, it seems like he's smaller than that.
He looks smaller, but he's tall. He's tall enough. But Cam looks taller than me.
Yeah.
Than Shedeur.
Me too. I don't know, man. What I would not do, if I draft a first-round quarterback, even if you want them to sit the whole year, go find Jacoby Brissett, sign Drew Locke. I would not want Rodgers being my mentor to a first-round.
He ain't going
to
help him out anyway. He is not helping him anyway. He say that's not his job.
If I had to make a bet in some capacity related to McCarthy and Rodgers, and there is some irony that McCarthy's about to get canned by the Cowboys, Rodgers about to be out of a job in New York, and those two hated each other, but the most success they found was working
when
together.
When they were together. Sometimes in business, man, you got to realize you don't have to like somebody that you're dealing with 100%.
Sure.
You better make damn sure that person is better for your trajectory and you're better for theirs. Because if you want to work with everybody you like, most people we like can't really help us, to be honest with you. We like them because they're cool as hell, but they probably can't do a damn thing for your profession.
Agreed. I think if I could parlay both to be out of the NFL next year, Rodgers and McCarthy, that's the only bet I'd want to make. What kind of odds you give me on that, Bees? Let me know. When we come back, I got a question for Jeff. I need I got a bout of old white guy-ness that I need you to explain something to me.
I already got a text. I hear you coming back.
I did get this tweet, B. Roman says, I'm so pumped B. Mitch is coming back. We know Eckler has number 30. What number are you going to choose? Also, you might be able to get some really
good. Damn, all my numbers gone. Number 1, number 11, number 30. Yeah. Damn.
B, if you're coming back, Austin is wearing like 31 or something.
Hold on. Do you think Daryl would let you borrow 28 for
a minute? I'll take another number to make it. I don't mind taking another number to make it good now. I'll take number like a bad number, like a 41 something, 43. No, 43 is retired, right?
Yeah.
I won't take that. Hell, I'll go out there and just ride 51. I don't care.
Is anybody wearing like 38? I bet 38's available.
I'll take a bad number and make it look good.
What about 69?
Yo, yeah, be 69.
Jeff, no, you wore that number and you got beat down.
You want to hear something hysterical? So my wife and the kids, we're all signed up for the turkey trot Thursday morning, a little 5K. And I had to go pick up our kits, right? Because they give you the t-shirt and then you wear the little bib number or whatever.
To do what? To run?
For the turkey trot, yeah. Guess what number I got?
What?
69. No lie. When we come back, Jeff's going to explain whatever.
What
the hell
Lori got to say about that?
She said, I'm not wearing that and you look like an idiot.
I'm going to learn to play this on the guitar.
It's a hell of a song. It's a hell
I'm just
going to
play this little part right here.
Did you play any instruments growing up?
Saxophone, drums, and the trombone.
Till what age?
My saxophone, I did that all the way through high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Could you still get out there and bump one out?
I bought one not long ago, and a friend of mine's son was taking it, and I shipped it off to him. I bought one about 10, 12 years ago. I was going to reteach myself how to play it.
That'd be cool.
Needed it more than I did.
You have my support. Scarence Terrence McLaren just dropped a picture. He says, exclusive first look at B. Mitch in his new number 69 for the Commanders.
Terrence, don't make me choke you.
Mitchell will be playing for the vet minimum and vows to wear a tutu
post-game. I am not wearing no damn tutu.
If the team can get to 11 wins.
I'm not wearing a tutu.
You're out on that?
He said I was coming back.
Right.
That's the difference.
I put the picture in there for you, B.
Hey, I put enough towels around to make it look like a tutu.
We have a real question. See if you get CK in here.
Did he tweeted that, Jeff?
I just dropped it in the group thread. Jeff, before we get CK.
Why does all Terrence friends come talk to us, but he never does?
Yeah, I usually see him, but not this week. I ain't see him this week. I saw his boys, though.
All right. A lot of people are asking me if Jeff is going to go to the Exotica Expo again.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
When is it?
He needs to use some of that energy.
We're running commercials for it, right?
This weekend.
Jeff, can you give us an Exotica review next week? You did it a couple years ago.
Yeah, no,
it was
fantastic. I just got to see, like, if I don't have nothing to do, yeah, I'm with that.
All right.
Who my plus one?
All right, not me, dog. I don't know who you're taking, but it's not going to be me. Jeff, I do need you to I'm going to be a very old white guy real quick. On what
That's
grounds?
What you are, dog. You don't have to be one. You are one.
On what grounds can Drake sue the record label? Like, what? He seems like the biggest dork.
Yo.
Am I reading that right?
Yo.
You can sue a ham sandwich,
You
dog.
Know what Drake is? Drake is that cousin that wants to hang all
they
the
not
time.
Like us.
But the minute he get hit, the minute somebody joan on him, he going
man,
to tell
a lot of people we know.
Yeah, that he going to snitch. Drake, I don't even want to talk about this no more, JP. You don't go out sad
snitches
like that.
Snitches get when you, what, Jeff?
Especially when you come out under the greatest rapper ever in Lil Wayne, and you're taking someone to court over a rap beef. I cannot listen to
you. Yeah,
I cannot listen to your music
lost.
No more.
You lost
I can't
beef.
Listen to it no more.
Keep moving, son.
That was my read on the situation. I'm glad I was correct.
How you lose a rap beef and then start complaining?
That's like me suing Scotty.
Right.
That's like me suing Scotty.
That was you admitting you lost the rap beef, though.
That was defamation.
He beat me.
All right.
He defamed the hell out of you.
Breaking news on the fan. Great news. The best news. I asked CK, can we get Jeff passes to Exotica again? He says, of course. Let's go.
Hey, Jeff, call me when you're out there, dog.
I got you, dog.
Where is it? Is it Chantilly?
It's right by my house.
It's in Dulles Expo Center.
I'm not going.
It's right by Beamish's house.
I'll meet you at Jollibee after that. I'll be eating that spicy chicken over there.
All right, bet. Jollibee's good.
There.
Landfill, telling you, dog.
It's good.
Jollibee's real good. And Landfill, now you're putting stories out here, dog.
I don't know what you're talking about, B.
Oh.
He put crazy.
Exotica is December 6th.
If true.
Through December 8th.
Okay, we got time.
I am there.
All right, so Exotica's the bye week. You got nothing but time on your hands, Jeff.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to get Jeff to Exotica next week. Shout out to Exotica. If that's your cup of tea, you should go check it out. It's at the Dulles Expo Center. It's the largest event in the United States dedicated to love and sex, featuring over 200 adult stars, wild live entertainment, super sexy seminars.
Wait. Yeah, live entertainment. Yeah.
Sexrobics.
I just got to be there.
At Exotica, we got to get it started there.
Hold on.
Sexrobics at Exotica.
Just the wordsmith in me. Once upon a time, I did a little bit of editing when it comes to writing. If the event is called Exotica, and it's presented by My Free Cams, and the first sentence says, the largest event in the United States dedicated to love and sex, featuring over 200 adult stars, wild live entertainment, super sexy seminars, and over 100 exhibiting companies. Do you really need wild in front of live? I think everybody knows what the live entertainment's going to be like.
Nah, you gotta make it provocative. Get the people going.
Jeff, you should go Friday. It's ladies' free night. All right, give us the bets from last night. Let's make quick bets.
All right, we're going to put it plain and simple. Y'all all lost. You should have listened to your boy, Mr. Jeff Walker for president, because the Ravens spanked that behind last night. And tonight.
I didn't bet on the Chargers.
Yeah, but you had a parlay.
Yeah. With a basketball game.
Yeah, but you
Derrick
had the
Henry
over.
Didn't score.
Oh, he didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Derrick Henry didn't score.
Yeah. Tonight.
There's football. Kent State, Buffalo.
Ooh. What the Wizards looking like?
Wizards, Bulls.
Oh, minus 4.5.
Wizards, plus 4.5. Let's go.
I'm calling the alt cast. I don't think I can bet on that.
Give me the Bulls.
Well, don't do it.
check out the alt cast tonight if you got nothing to do. I got Akron plus 9. Go Zips. Landini?
I'm taking the Duke money line.
Yuck.
They're playing Kansas.
Give me under Lakers and the Suns. And then I'm going to take the under in the Bulls and the Washington Wizards.
It ain't over till B gets his parlay in. Happy birthday to the great Landini. We're wishing the best of luck to Brian Mitchell and his return to the NFL. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Jeff Walker.
Don't dial my number asking about that, please.
Jeff's going to Exotica next weekend. Commanders host the Titans.
They're going to have
Sunday.
Jeff in one little tight leather and chain outfit.
I mean... Beamish is going to be at Commander's Park tomorrow.
They're going to have Jeff in one of those tight leather chain outfits with the straps.
Sources, Brian Mitchell will be at Commander's Park on Wednesday. Sources.
Doing a show.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a ticket to Exotica.